Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland.
From beneath the waters, two glowing eyes look up and see a small Inuit child on the beach, so to speak, of an ice pan. As these glowing eyes get closer to the child, a long, sleek, blue, slimy, scaly skin is seen. Long, dark, flowing hair and buck razor sharp teeth. This doesn't look just like any other weird monster. This is actually very human looking. This undersea boogeyman is called the Qualiplique. And it's coming to get you if you venture too close to the shores and anywhere where the Inuit live. This story is the equivalent of the American boogeyman trying to make kids do what they should do, you know, such as not playing too close to the water's edge when no one's around or putting themselves in harm's way. But there's no doubt that this strange, odd creature, well, it's definitely nightmare fuel. There's no doubt, in my mind anyway. I wouldn't want to come across one, especially if I'm already froze to death or I'm two. But one thing that really, really gets me are those soulless eyes. It's a mythical creature from Inuit folklore. Much like the boogeyman, the Qualiplique is said to kidnap misbehaving children. The legend's practical purpose is to keep children away from thin ice or bodies of water, and this is where the creatures are said to live. If children are found alone at the edge of the ice, this monster is said to stuff them in its amutik, which is actually like a parka, before drowning them in the icy water. Oh man, just think about that. Others describe the creature as a she, as opposed to just a humanoid. A feminine creature who uses children to maintain her long, flowing hair in some of the tales. So, in some tellings, the creature has elongated fingernails and green, old, slimy skin. There's actually been a couple of books, and world-famous author, children's author Robert Munch has even had his Qualiplique. The Qualiplique were the subject of a book, A Promise is a Promise, by Robert Munch and Michael Kanazek. It was later the subject of a children's graphic novel by Inuit artist Rosalind Akulajuk. Guys, this thing is terrifying, and just another reason why we should keep our kids away from the edge of the water. Time to go a little deeper on this animal, though. Because the more I look at it, the more I think this could be a mermaid. The long flowing hair, long limbs, strange-looking face. Could this be, well, the northern version of a mermaid. Very interesting stuff. Oh, it only takes kids? Ha, perfect. I guess I'll get the night off. Definitely deserves a spot here on a wet and cold part of the cryptid corner.